Shaw, do me a favor real quick, because we want to make sure that this is going to get shared when it does get aired. So go ahead and do your little go find my people. Make sure that you announce it to everybody real quick so we can make a fun clip of that.
Facebook, go find my people. Woo!
Yeah. Let's brew.
Let's brew, folks.
Car guys and car gals, welcome.
Wow. Welcome.
We have a quick announcement to make.
Hey, well, before we do, I'm going to say this. We do not own the rights to this music.
So, car guys and car gals, guess what? We have an industry trailblazer that is here to help launch the next stage of uprising inside of our country and inside of our industry. He is the one. He is the only Mr. Sean Hayes. This inside of the cafe. Car guy and the subprime hero. He is a real American that is brewing solutions with the best. And we are so excited to have him on the show today. Fred, why is it that it's such a big deal that this guy is with us today, making sure that we are brewing solutions for all of you smart car guys and car gals?
Because he's one of the biggest voices out there when it comes to the automotive industry. I've been following this guy, and I just watched his rise. And it's not been slow. It has been fast. What's what we're talking about this week? It's called Fast Trackers. Woo. And he is definitely on top of that. He's in our first volume because he is that special. He's the GM. He's worked his way up to being a general manager. Now, he's general manager of CMA Colonial Chevrolet, man. Wow. Great job. That's out there in Virginia. Is that not – am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like Richmond, Virginia.
Man, what a great area to be. That's just growth.
Right here. We're in Kentucky. We're brothers. Yes.
So he's also an author. His book is amazing. We're going to talk about that some more. He is the co-founder of Sales Hustlers. If anybody knows, if you're in the business, you know who the Sales Hustlers are. You know what they're all about. You know what that movement is. And, man, I love it. It is very powerful. He has a very, very amazing thing called Build a Brand. He is a strategic partner for that. And most importantly, man, he's a family man. And he's also one of the biggest hustlers. That's why it's the Sales Hustlers out there in the game. You guys, if you're watching anything on social media, you cannot miss him. Whether you're in the business or not, you're going to see Sean Hayes, the real American.
Yes, the real American.
He is, man.
And I need to use you guys as hype men, man.
See, this is the one thing that we do enjoy having when we walk into a room. It's that the DJ usually knows us and is really, really excited that it's.
Well, that's because you guys drink too much. That's all that is, man.
We only drink a lot of car guy
coffee. Car guy coffee.
Hey, when the bartender and the DJ knows your name, you spend a lot of time there, my man.
Unless you're the one that's making sure that dance floor is moving. And,
that's true.
We are MCs, and we love to move the crowd. So this crowd that is paying attention to you today is definitely those that are wanting to find a way to brew solutions inside of their actual business at that's whatever right. level they're in.
That's right.
I don't care if you're detailing cars or if you're the general manager of a store. Every element of your business, you want to find a way to improve and get better on. My cup of coffee definitely helps me to get going inside of the day. And man, I want to make sure that I get me some of that. So when we have the opportunity with solutionaries like you, we want to make sure we get one message out there, Sean. Mm. We want to make sure that everybody understands how we can fly together with our mantra to make sure that we forgive, focus, and fly. Three F's, and it comes with a little bit of dancing. So we dance with everybody. We actually have the opportunity to virtually dance with everybody. So go ahead and put your hands on your shoulders right here for me. So this hand, these hands on the shoulders represent unforgiveness, whether it's people that have hurt you or you yourself. So you taking the taking your hands off of that weight of unforgiveness gives you the opportunity to then focus and then fly. That's so right. Together, we're going to forgive, focus, and fly. Car guys and car gals, on three. One, two, three. Forgive. Wipe it off. Focus.
And then fly. That's right.
Get him up there. There he is, Sean Hayes.
Appreciate that, Sean. With us today. He is flying high with us, man. And I tell you, I'm like Pete mentioned earlier, I am really excited to have Sean on here. Sean, he was doing things just about an hour away from here over here in Paris, Kentucky for a little while. He was at a Chevy store that was GM store that's just crushing it, man. I mean, they are nationwide known. So it was amazing to watch his growth there, to see his videos. Motivated me. And honestly, I'm sitting here today because of people like you, Sean. And that's why I'm motivated to do things like this. I got on my social media game because of you. And I understand the value of having your brand. And you definitely made sure that everybody knows that. And you're definitely a testament to that, man.
Made sure to highlight what it is that you were doing at that time. For people to birth their brand and build their brand. We've released an episode called Birthing Your Brand, and a lot of that tied into some of the stuff that you're putting out there for people to use.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It's all about us building each other up. You know what I mean? If we're all coming to the table with something, it's a way better meal, you know, and you definitely bring a great brew to the table, and we're excited to have you at table. And we are going to begin with what is the one thing you need anytime that you're going to do an automobile transaction. It is a five-liner, folks. And we are going to do that with your car guy, Sean Hayes. I'm excited. Fred's going to go ahead and get it started.
Yeah,
and
we're going to get right into this,
get
man.
Into
I'm
the
excited.
Deep. Go ahead and hit your chest one time for me, Sean.
Boom.
There we go.
All right, man. So we're going to get into it. The five-liner is a simple five questions I'm going to ask you. I want you to answer them from your heart the best way you can. I always ask the first question is exactly the same with everybody. It is what is your why? What is your purpose? What makes you get up every day and say, I'm going to be Sean Hayes, your car guy, and I'm going to kill today? What is that?
You know, that's a great question, because a lot of people are going to say their family. I mean, that's pretty standard, right? The problem with that is that your family isn't enough, bro. I don't care what anybody tells me. Your family's not enough. Nobody loves their family more than I love my family. But you can get real comfortable in that. And it doesn't mean just because you love your family, it's enough of a why to go out there every day and keep conquering things. Okay. Because you're going to fall into a comfortability stage and, you're going to get bored. I did it. Nobody loves my wife, my son more than me. I get up every day to provide for them, but it wasn't enough of a why for me to hit, to break the ceiling. It just wasn't. So I needed a different why. I found out my whys are different goals I set. Okay, for me without goals, I might as well not even work, to be honest with you, because I'll conquer that, I'll crush it, and then I'll sit there and be comfortable. Next thing I know, I'm bored. Next thing I know, I'm looking for other opportunities. Next thing I know, I think I don't want my career, my job, or even you can relate this to relationships, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. You get comfortable in anything. You don't keep raising the bar level and create new opportunities and new goals. You won't crush them. You'll get bored. You'll sit still and you'll get comfortable like everybody else does. So I would say that, yes, your family is important. Okay. It is the most important, but it will never be enough for you to get the path that I've gone on the last 3 years. Okay. So I had to dig deep and figure out what my true why was. And my true why was finding my true potential. I didn't know what it was, man. And a lot of you guys don't know what it is, right? You get up every day, you do the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day. At some point, if you don't find that next level within yourself, you'll get bored in your career. And next thing you know, you'll be looking back on it. Do I want to be in the car business anymore?
Speaking of going to the next level, if you want to go to the next level, you need to Think Ad Group. And make sure you check out Think Ad Group at thinkadgroup.com. Because if you want to get to the next level, you need to check them out. Get you some. Let's brew.
Do I want to be married to this person anymore? Do I want to do all this stuff anymore? And I came to find out that I had to find my potential, right? That was the most important thing. And that's what a lot of you guys out there don't do. You're great at your dealership. You're number one, right? You look around, nobody's competing with you. You go to work, you make the most money at your job, and all the sales guy on the floor. But you haven't hit your potential because you're running a race with people that aren't running as fast as they could. They're running and you're beating them, but you're not hitting your potential because you're comparing your potential to them.
I love this.
So my point was, I wanted to look every day and who is Sean Hayes? What are you putting out right now? And what is your potential and your capabilities? And that's my why now.
Woo. That's incredible. It sounds like
you thought about
you're inside
this,
of
man.
one of our meetings with our guys where we're like, really digging deep. I wish that we could just turn you on real quick and just say, look, listen to this again. Listen to this, because you're saying so many things that people easily wipe away. They easily dodge the reason to have to accept the responsibility for what you just said. You know what I mean? Putting the mirror inside of their own business, inside of their own approach, is something that is hard for us to deal with. And it becomes a bitter drink. You know what I mean? And sometimes because of that opportunity to take something that's bitter, that could be a bitter tasting thing, you don't take the opportunity to be better. People quit pursuing what it is that they're actually capable of pursuing. You know what I mean? And then they don't go after their potential because they lose that faith to continue going forward and being what it is that they actually don't even know yet that they can be.
Yeah, just, you know? And that's so true. Because Sean, you know, and as you every time, every year that goes by, every month, you start to realize you have more potential than you even thought you had.
Yes.
And it makes you, that's what makes it so great. The potential in life is, it's limitless.
The biggest room in the world, everybody. Really is the room for improvement.
Yeah, and okay? That's so true.
The biggest.
And your why is wonderful, man. I love how you dig deep and you thought about it, because you're right. You can have family and you people. I know people who love their family. They're just settled with being comfortable.
Right.
The idea is to stay uncomfortable and enjoy it, embrace it, because there's nothing better than that.
You guys think about this. When I was a kid, okay, I didn't come from, you know, where I am now surroundings. I came up from a very poor surroundings. We struggled. We were bankrupt. I mean, there's, you know, not a lot of food in the house, things like that. But I'm not saying that to have you say, oh, Sean, what I'm saying that for and why it's important that you understand is my mom would always tell me, I don't want to be rich. My mom would always tell me, oh, I just want to be comfortable. You guys have heard it. How many people say, I just want to have enough money in the bank to pay my bills. I just want to have enough money in the bank to save a little money. I just want to have to be comfortable. We've heard that forever. But what I'm telling you is comfortability is death of you and your potential. Period.
Tell it.
Okay. Comfortability is the death of your, it's the death of America, to be honest with you.
It's dying. When you're comfortable and you're just living, you're dying. You're not growing.
See, I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know that because I'd always been taught by my parents that comfortable is where I want to get.
Right.
So when I got to comfortable, I didn't know that, hey, I got to find a different level, or that comfortability that I was shooting for is going to kill me. Right. And so that's when I finally realized that it took me, think about this, 10 years, never getting beat once on the floor. Can you imagine that? Right. At some point, I'm bored. At some point, it becomes boring to me. This is this thing that I did and found out I was really good at. I got so good at it that I didn't have any competition anymore. And the thing that finally made me great, or I had potential of being great, was almost something I quit. I almost left the car business, guys. Can you imagine that now? Like, I can't even imagine it. I can't fathom it, but I almost did, just because I had gotten comfortable. Man, so
there's a Christian rapper called KB, and he has a line that says, who is in more danger, the persecuted or the comfortable? And that is such, it was like a heart strike when I heard that come through. Who is it that's in more danger, the persecuted or the comfortable? Those that are never actually finding a way to improve, that they're never prepared for when where it is that they are gets challenged, like what we're dealing with right now.
Right.
Or the people that are actually comfortable. If you're used to always getting persecuted and always winning and still living, still taking on another day, still succeeding, or you're too comfortable where it is that you are, you don't know that you're in danger of dying on the vine. And it's so important that we find a way to continuously get with better beans, get with better people, better soil, better nutrients, getting into what it is that creates the brew that's us.
Yeah.
These solutionaries like Sean, that can take something that is so challenging and then actually just apply a different heart approach to the way it is that we actually accomplish with what we're accomplishing. Sounding off a real heartbeat that says, look, we have to get uncomfortable. We have to keep moving. Otherwise, we're not growing. And man,
Sean's learned that. Sean knows how good it feels to be uncomfortable now. I'm sure there was a time, all of us, every one of us is guilty of being where we thought uncomfortable was wrong. Like you said, we were taught that way. We were taught, hey, just to have enough money to pay your bills. Hey, just get by and enjoy, you know, watch as much TV as you want and just sit back and don't worry about anything. Just go to work and do your thing. And that becomes normal. And then when you try to do something abnormal, which is actually normal if you really want to grow, but it's abnormal to the average person, it's weird. It is. But once you do it, it becomes a habit. And then it's not normal. And like you said, then you start to find other things. And that's why the growth happens there. Because you see, you do one thing and then you're like, that's not enough anymore. Now I need to be uncomfortable in this part of my life too. I need to be more uncomfortable with my family. I need to make sure I take care of them and so on and so forth, making sure your will of life is balanced. And yeah, you do a great job.
Inspiring. Folks, you need to go everywhere that you can that he has something deposited and go drink that up. Go make sure that you share that with your friends.
Can't miss it.
Hey,
check it out.
Real quick, Sean has this awesome thing that I love that when he's telling everybody to go get his people. Sean, do me a favor real quick because we want to make sure that this is going to get shared when it does get aired. So go ahead and do your little go find my people. Make sure that you announce it to everybody real quick so we can make a fun clip of that.
Facebook, go find my people.
Yes.
Woo!
I love it.
Yeah.